Texas lottery under fire following NJ Company jackpot win. The Texas Lottery Commission, TLC, recently came under scrutiny from a 12-member legislative commission focused on improving state agencies' efficiency. This criticism followed a high-profile case in which a New Jersey company, Rook TX, won a $95 million jackpot from the TLC. Opting for a lump sum, the company walked away with nearly $58 million before taxes. Company almost guaranteed to win. Local media reported that Rook TX had an almost guaranteed win, having bought nearly 26 million tickets. This rare situation exposed a vulnerability of the gambling mathematics, which Rook TX promptly exploited. With each ticket costing $1, the company invested $25.8 million, a risk deemed worth taking due to the high probability of winning not just the jackpot but numerous lower-tier prizes as well. There was a slight risk that another player could have won the $95 million jackpot, but Rook TX calculated that risk to be minimal since the TLC usually sold between 1 and 2 million tickets per draw. Compared to the 26 million tickets Rook TX bought, this was a small risk. Rook TX's gamble paid off, winning the jackpot last July and an additional $2.5 million in lower-tier prizes. Commission criticizes TLC for lack of proactivity. Rook TX was able to purchase the vast number of tickets by using lottery courier providers, which are expanding nationally despite being formally legalized in only a few states. These services purchase lottery tickets on the behalf of others and enabled Rook TX to buy millions of tickets. A recent executive summary report from the Sunset Advisory Commission highlighted TLC's lack of action. The report cited the lottery's strict regulatory framework requiring careful supervision and responsible revenue generation. However, it also acknowledged the challenges TLC faces, such as outdated statutes and opposition to gaming altogether, leading to the agency's stagnation. In its defense, the TLC cited for the growth of lottery courier companies, which use an unregulated and controversial business model that takes about 9% of the lottery's ticket sales.